At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, we'll check in with Dan Orlovsky for the Mothership. And then in the final hour, the fishing controversy that is sweeping the nation. Competitive fishing competition where there were hundreds of thousands of dollars at stake.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yes. So it's a series of events each weekend in different parts of the state of Ohio, I believe. And apparently the winners, there were two guys, they were putting weights in the fish after they caught them. So when they were weighed, they weighed more. Therefore, they ended up winning the competition. There could be felony charges involved in this. That's how serious this is. But we'll talk to a writer for the Toledo Blade who's covering this and the competitive. Now, I was wondering about that with chess or poker. You know, there's money involved. Whenever there's money, there's the temptation to cheat or bend the rules, whatever it might be. But you have this chess master, what is Magnus Carlsen, something like that. And he's supposed to be the best chess player of all time. But he lost recently to a really young competitor. And he knew right away that in his mind, he was getting help. This other chess player. Now, did he have something on his body that vibrated to let him know, make that move, don't make that move? They then played again before, I think, his competitor made one move. The grand champion, grand master decided, I'm not going to play. That he felt that there was something going on there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's Magnus Carlsen, and the youngster is a 19-year-old Hans Niemann. And Niemann, I guess, smoked Carlsen, and Carlsen was watching him and was concerned how easy he was doing it. And there's a lot of different accusations, but no specific how he may have done it, like a signaling, a vibrating thing on your body.
Yes, Todd.
And I think he got called for too many chess pieces on the field. He threw an extra bishop in there somehow, which I don't know how he got away with that. That wasn't good, was it? I shouldn't have. Okay.
Hey, Marv.
Oh, hey, guys. Is Todd fishing for laughs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He saved me. You saved me then.
Yeah. Rookie move.
I was wondering when the guy ran on the field. Oh, rook. Oh, okay.
I'm not a chess expert.
Yeah, I'm not either. And maybe somebody could help us who's a chess expert. If I can give you tips on how to beat the greatest chess player in the world, why can't I then sit down against the greatest chess player in the world and beat him? We'll look into that. Let me bring in Dan Orlovsky. That's a busy man. Dan, you can catch him on NFL Live weekdays at 4 Eastern. Marcus Spears, Mina Kimes, Ryan Clark, Laura Rutledge, and of course, Monday Night Football as well. Dan, thanks for joining us here.
Always an honor. What's up, Bob?
If I said who's going farther this year, the Rams or the Niners? Does recency bias play a role?
No, because the better of those teams in this moment is San Francisco. The team that is more capable of making a deeper run is the Rams. You know, everyone's going to talk about last night, rightfully so, and the dominant performance by San Francisco defensively. The Rams were down four of their top six offensive linemen. I would hope San Francisco would dominate the line of scrimmage, given that they're one of the best defenses in the NFL. The Rams do have some issues up front, and they've got to get healthy and better there. There's a reason why they play under center so much right now and try to run the ball and play action, because they're trying to protect their offensive line. Do I think that Odell Beckham is coming to the Los Angeles Rams at some point this year? I do. That is needed. Right now, Allen Robinson cannot get open. You know, so you'll hear everybody today, my boy Marcus Spears is saying it, they got to throw to someone else other than Cooper Kupp. Well, you go play quarterback and do it. You know, that sounds good.
Yes.
But when you got 2 seconds to get the ball out of your hands, you're going to go to the guy that you feel is proving I can get open. So they got to get healthy up front. They got to get Odell back, because those are two needed pieces. San Francisco, no one has questioned, can they be good? The thing with Trey was, man, can Trey make them even better? Can he do things offensively that Jimmy cannot? So, good football team. One of the defenses in the NFL I would not want to play or coach against right now is San Francisco. But the difference in the quarterbacking is very real. And the Rams can play in a couple different styles. San Francisco has to play in one very specific one.
I thought San Francisco had the makeup to be a better team because it felt like it was a more balanced team. They run the football, good offensive line. You got a couple of playmakers, Kittle and Debo, and it really comes down to Jimmy G. Can Jimmy G manage a game? Stafford throws a lot of picks, and you know, you're going to start forcing. You know, what did Cooper Kupp have? 18 targets. He had 14 catches, but really nothing that was dangerous there. The running game was not there because of the offensive line. But I just wonder about the offense with the Rams more than I do the Niners offense, which sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't have necessarily the wonders of the Rams right now. The Rams, and I've kind of said this about a couple teams, they don't have the people to be who they are right now. So when that happens, you're trying, okay, who can we be this week? You know, and I think that Sean is trying to figure out, all right, this week, because he's sitting down, we got to play San Francisco 49ers, and I got three backup offensive linemen in. What are we, it always starts, can you block? How can you block them? All right, so what can we be this week? And until they get healthy up front, this is very similar to the thoughts on, like, Tampa Bay as well. Until they get really healthy, it's very difficult to say who they can be. Now, if they don't get healthy, Dan, they got no shot. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that their offensive line is going to be out for the length of the season.
Do they win with Garoppolo, or is he
– with.
Okay.
They don't win because of Jimmy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they win with.
I know that we love to say, you know, all he does is win. Like that Debo catch. I mean, really, that's – it, the pass was not good, and Debo made everybody miss. That could have been a pick six there, but
there's also something to be said for winning with. I mean, there's five or six guys that you win because of, and then there is another, you know, 8 to 10 that you win with. So there is something to be said for, we win a lot of games with this guy. That doesn't mean that if he's out, we will win a lot of games with just anybody else.
Yeah.
But the San Francisco 49ers would win a lot of games with Kirk Cousins. They would win a lot of games with, I'm trying to think, like another relatively solid quarterback that you sit there and go, Derek Carr. They'd win a lot of games with Derek Carr. So it's not like Jimmy is a nobody, but Kyle's proven in his track record, he wins a lot of games with good quarterbacks.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership, SEPTEMVP. I've coined that, trademarked it. Who was your SEPTEMVP in the NFL?
Lamar.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson. He, you know, candidly, he was my pick in the preseason. You know, up until last week's game and a little bit of the second half fall off, He was the number one passing quarterback in the NFL. He was a top five rusher. He had counted for 90% of their offense. It was ridiculous. Credit Josh Allen of Buffalo for their comeback. But what Lamar is doing and being asked to do is still tremendous. He's covering up for a defense that's not very good. He's covering up for a run game right now that's not great in Baltimore. I would say, I can't always just give you one. Patrick is absolutely in that conversation. You know, the way that Patrick right now is playing is, it's as good as he's played in his MVP year. And the stuff that he is capable of doing now with their offensive line is special. And I was thinking about this question. The third person I would put in there is Micah Parsons. I really would. Dallas's defense is the most – I said this on Get Up yesterday. Dallas has the most reliable play in all of football, and that is a passing down situation. If you are in an obvious pass situation, and because of Micah, you have no shot. You have no shot against that defense. So those three.
And now, Cooper Rush is your quarterback. They'll probably try to trade Dak Prescott, right? Or he's going to be.
Yeah, that's instead of going with the guy that we gave $140 million to, let's go with the guy that wasn't even on our active roster 5 days before game one. Let's do that.
But I did point this out the last 2 weeks. If Dak put up the numbers that Cooper Rush did, we'd go, yeah, Dak didn't have a great game. I mean, kind of pedestrian. He had one touchdown pass and threw for 207 yards or something. Cooper Rush, we're like, damn, get ready for Canton. Man, this guy's unbelievable.
Expectation breeds disappointment. Yeah, I mean, that's the expectations were. I mean, I was one of those people when Dak went down. I was like, your season's done if you don't get a quarterback, And I honestly felt that way because Cooper Rush, 5 years in, he was on practice squad. No one's claiming him. You're sitting there. This offensive line's not going to be good. Michael Gallup won't be back. City's not proven. And I kind of think one of the things that's interesting about Dallas is, everybody has to learn from this situation in Dallas, not just Dak, everyone. And there's a difference between identity and philosophy. You know, for Dallas, your philosophy should not change, when Dak comes back. Our philosophy should be, well, we're more than Dak Prescott. Our offensive line can be good in the run game. And we don't have to try to, hey, we got to be the number one scoring offense in the NFL. Our identity can be philosophically that, hey, as long as our defense isn't put in really bad situations, we're not going to give games away. And, during the regular season, that's a really good way to build yourself up for the playoffs.
I've been on my soapbox talking about the Tua situation, wanting to know, even if it's not a concussion, if you get up and you stumble like that a couple times, you have to be held up. Just the eye test said you shouldn't be back in a football game. You shouldn't be. And I used the analogy that a former quarterback gave me. If I was at a party at your house and I got up and I did that, would you let me drive home? And the answer is no, you would not.
Right.
But they're sticking with that was a back injury, and then this was a concussion, and now he's not playing this week. So where do you stand with – and then they fire the independent neurologist here. Like somebody had to pay a price so the media, people like me, would go away. Like, hey, we took care of it, no problem. And then Cameron Brate – has a concussion on Sunday night. Now, he said it was his shoulder. He goes back into the game.
Yeah.
Like,
I think, obviously this has been a really good, not good conversation. It's been a really interesting one. I was on TV the day after the Tua stuff. So I saw the Tua play and he goes down and I've had that before personally. I've watched my teammates do and you go, yep, concussion. And then it comes out, well, in the broadcast, back. I don't know if it's not a back injury or not. Like my natural history tells me that looks like a head thing, but I also have seen people with debilitating back issues like go down like that, So I went to school for 17 years for me to graduate college. I don't know. So
yeah, but he grabbed his head.
Sure. But I like, again, my natural thought was, okay, that's concussion. But then when the report comes out back, I was at the point, Dan, where I was like, there has been such a conversation around head injuries in football for 10 plus years now. And the NFL has done such a good job of putting this at the forefront that I have no reason not to trust that situation. Like, I have no reason to sit there and go, absolutely not, the Dolphins are lying, or that independent neurologist, there's no way that they know what they're doing. Again, me or the independent neurologist, who do I believe can handle the situation better?
But so the NFL has lied to us before, Dan. They deceived us before.
But when was the last time that we feel like the NFL deceived us when it came to this? Was it 2 years ago, or was it 15 years ago, 20 years ago, right?
Well, they did have a settlement where they paid out $1 billion. And
sure, but you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I had this new era mindset of it, of, man, the lawsuits of the past, there's no, and I even said on Get Up, like, we're past the point of players being like, no, I'm good. You know, you're no longer allowed to do that.
Because if you're 24 and sure. you took a hit like Tua and you're trying to stay with the Lions and play.
There's no shot you're gonna lie. My head hurts. Correct.
Yes, you're going to lie.
Correct.
But the grown-up has to assess that and say he's in trouble, even if it's a back injury. And I can't put him back in.
Totally. And that's where, you know, like, absolutely, I would have lied about that. And the grown up, but I had given the assumption that the grown up would handle it the right way, at least in their non-biased medical profession. Obviously, it certainly feels like that was something with his head on that Sunday, and then the Thursday night happens. The most interesting part about it now for me is because everyone's like, well, even if they're wobbly, they got to get out of the game and they shouldn't be allowed in the game. And my pushback is this, Dan, like, because I think that's very easy for all of us to sit here and say, what happens if that's the AFC title
sure.
game?
Yeah. You know? It's like what Mahomes. When Mahomes got hurt a couple of years ago and it was his knee, now I can't take him out if it's his knee, right?
Right. So like, what happens if I take this massive shot as a quarterback and I get hit to the ground and really it's, I think I might have just broke a rib or something like that. And my first thing is like, oh my gosh, that, you know, and then Will grabs his head. It's just, yeah. I don't believe that there's this perfect black and white answer for it. Err on the side of caution for sure. But again, there's this also very real reality of when the stakes are at the absolute highest, do we still feel that same way about those situations?
I know. I think it's fair. In the final 30 seconds, watching Green Bay and Tampa Bay, feels like this is who Green Bay is going to be this season.
Yep.
Tampa Bay can still be better. You know, when they get everybody back or get healthier. So higher ceiling, Green Bay or Tampa Bay?
I say Green Bay.
Oh, really?
Green Bay's the second most explosive offense in the NFL right now, and they got rookie receivers having a big impact. Those kids are only going to get better. I think it's hard for me to sit here and believe that Tampa is going to get healthier. That's one of the hardest things in the league, that usually get less healthy as the season goes. Still really good, but I'm really high on Green Bay right now after the first month.
We love having you on every time UConn wins, UConn football, and I
see it.
Yeah.
No,
it looks like you just bought
that. It's a dynasty brewing.
Did you just buy that? It looks like it's got a tag on it.
It's a dynasty brewing, yeah.
Nobody dominates Fresno State like you guys do.
Hey, they can't come cross-country and think they're going to just get given a win.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, man. That's Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership. You can see him every afternoon at 4 Eastern. NFL Live, Marcus Spears, Mina Kimes, Ryan Clark, and Laura Rutledge there. Let's take a break here. We're going to talk cheating coming up here. I got to find out how you cheat in chess. We already know that there's some guys who they could face felony charges for cheating in a fishing competition. So we'll get to phone calls coming up right after this. All right, I know the feeling. I felt it this morning. Alarm clock goes off, and you're like, oh, God, do I want to go in and see Fritzy?
That's your first thought.
Yes.
Very upsetting.
And I thought, yeah, I'll go in. Yeah. And then I thought, all right, let me stumble into the kitchen, get a scoop of M Drive and throw it in my fruit smoothie. And then all of a sudden, look at me, good time, Danny. Energy, Todd.
Unlimited, unbound energy.
Yes, energy. As we get older, you don't have as much energy.
You don't.
But that's not the case with me.
Because of M Drive.
Yes, I got testosterone support for driven guys. You can find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, and you can try M-Drive for only $5. Sometimes I speak so fast, I got so much energy, I have to slow down a little bit.
Then you slur your S's and you whisper a little bit.
You do like that, the Ton does. Text Dan to 55,000, get your first order of M-Drive for just $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock, those on Chat Row, and those listening on nearly 400 radio stations around America. Coming up, top of the hour, a fishing controversy, a lot of money at stake, and two of the contestants could end up going to jail for it, felony charges. So we'll have that coming up. Jeff in Atlanta leads us off. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. You were talking about Bobby Knight. And, yeah, you know, he and Parcells were good friends, I think, going back to Army. But Costas interviewed him on his later show years ago and asked him about his relationship with reporters and said, you know, look, you could kind of give some of these standard answers and then take the guys aside you really want to talk to. And he said something along the lines of, like, yeah, I have that thought every once in a while, but I really want some of these guys to know I think they're the dumbest SOBs or whatever, something along those lines. And, you know, he's a very smart guy, obviously, but Bob Costas could probably tell you more about those conversations he had, but it was a great point, and thank you for bringing up the talk about. It drives me crazy.
Thank you, Jeff. My relationship with Bob Knight changed only because of Jay Billis. Because when I was doing SportsCenter, I remember there was a moment when Bob Knight grabs his son, and Keith Overman was working with me, and Keith, off the cuff, goes, "Oh, at home with the Knight family." And Bob Knight was livid. He was not going to do anything with ESPN, hated the people on SportsCenter. And then I don't know how many years later, how much time separated, but Jay Billis was talking to Coach Knight. And Coach Knight said, any of those guys on SportsCenter you respect, maybe is what it was, basketball-wise. And Billis goes, well, you know, Dan Patrick, he played the game. He knows the game. He goes, yeah, tell him to give me a call. Billis comes back to ESPN. He goes, hey, Bob Knight wants you to call him. I go, what did I do now? He goes, no, he wants to talk to you. And I said, Jay, you know, I don't want to get blindsided. He goes, no, he wants to talk to you. Yeah, I told him, you know, you know Coach Donaher at Dayton, and, you know, I gave him all the background. So I called Coach Knight and could not have been nicer. And then I said, I'd love to have you on my radio show. Had him on our radio show, and we surprised him with Bo Schembechler, who was still alive. This was Ohio State Michigan weekend, and he loved Bo Schembechler, even though Bob Knight went to Ohio State. Loved Bo, and we surprised him with Bo Schembechler. I just let him talk. He called back and said it's one of the nicest things anybody's ever done. And I said, well, call back anytime. So it changed only because Billis said, hey, this guy knows basketball. But if not, Bob Knight, I never would have had any kind of relationship with him. And I hope he's doing well. Maybe just fishing, but I hope he's doing well. Jerry in Cincinnati. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if another caller mentioned this after Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run, but I came across a mind-boggling stat that it takes Albert around 26 seconds to jog around the bases after hitting a home run, which means that Albert has spent over 5 hours of his life just jogging around the bases after hitting a home run. Thanks, Dan.
That's a great number.
That's a great call. Yeah. Spent 5 hours of your life running the bases with home runs. That's great. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Gibbs is back. Hi, Gibbs. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dano. How's it going, guys? Quick shout out to James in Virginia. I didn't know he was a fellow 757 guy, so hope to get up with him sometime. But you mentioned the Liberty catch. I was on the sideline on Saturday for that. It was such an incredible catch. I thought the guy was batting it down. But I think that's the catch of the year in college football so far. Okay. The reason for my call, Dan, was you talked about getting dressed down in an interview room. I was a young in a different life before I became not exactly Atticus Finch. In an interview room for the ACC tip-off in Charlotte, North Carolina, I had just got to interview Coach K, Roy Williams, and in walks Leonard Hamilton. And I think I have the perfect question for him about why he is from North Carolina and can't get any people down to Florida State. And he undresses me in front of 30 media members, and I just sit there and sink in my seat and have nothing to say to the man. Most interesting moment.
Yeah, it's humbling. It is humbling. But if you get to a level, thank you, Gibbs, where the coach will respect you, it took me a while to get there with Bob Knight and Nick Saban, that they'll let me be an equal to them during the interview. But it takes a long time to get there. I don't know if you ever get there with Greg Popovich, unless you're just friends with him. Bill Parcells, I was never friends with him. But, they're not going to let you get to that level. But when you do, I asked Coach Saban about D's nuts. I had to get to a certain level where I could have some fun with him. And he was willing to engage with me. Eric in California. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I just listened to you with your with the cheating issue and talking about the chess master and all those accusations. I love teaching my kids chess and play with them. And so I read the articles about it. And I guess it instead of it being some random person in another room sending signals to the chess master, giving him hints, I think what's going on is it's a more technological accusation where there's a device of some sort hooked up to a computer program who's sending signals in. So young Hans is being accused of being hooked up to a computer and having some program giving him answers. But the funny part of it is he's being accused of not having something vibrate on his body, but
in his body.
They're wanting more of an internal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the rumor here. But I wondered if somebody is smart enough to guide somebody to beat the greatest chess player of all time, then how come that guy can't sit in the chair and beat Magnus Carlsen? But I don't know if this is one of those that playing the percentages, and maybe it's hooked up to a computer to say, what are the percentages? Like, if I make this move or make this move, I guess. Yeah, Paulie.
So we're trying to get a hold of a chess expert on this story, but I looked up the evolution of cheating in chess, and in the old days before cell phones, you would actually have some type of spy try to find out what type of strategy. They, you know, like the Sandomir strategy. They have different strategies different chess masters use, and if you could find out what they're going to use before the chess match starts, you would have a big advantage. Once cell phones started, it started with texts or calling people outside the building for advice. In the 80s and 90s, there's some stories about guys taking bathroom breaks, and there'd be a hidden cell phone in the bathroom, and you call someone and say, here's where we are, what should my next four moves be? And that was where computers started coming in. And then with like Apple Watches and things like that, you would have someone on the other end outside the building looking at the board and going to a chess website and saying, exactly that, like playing poker, there's odds. If you move this piece, you have a 4% chance of winning. You move this piece, you have an 8% chance of winning, and you signal it back to the person in the chair playing board chess. That's how it's evolved.
Although this guy, Hans Gruber, he said that he'll play naked, that if we need to.
I've seen him, and that's not going to make me tune in.
Yeah, see.
I think our last caller plus disproved that that didn't, he could still be cheating.
Yeah.
Naked.
Hans Niemann.
Hans. Shoot the glass. Yes, Molly.
Hans Niemann, he's a chess master. He admitted that he had cheated twice in online chess matches as a teenager, but like 7-8 years ago. But this is board chess where you're in person with the person, according to sources.
All right.
Online chess matches.
I know. Yes, 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 Todd.
I'm going to take a chance here. If he plays chess naked, could he eventually be a porn star? That's possible.
That's not bad.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not bad. Yeah. That's a right. Solid double.
I know they have that TV show, Porn Stars, playing off different.
No, I got it. All right, you're rallying. That's like a single in the gap, and you stretched it into a double.
You didn't like the bishop thing with too many chess pieces. Yeah, that didn't really go anywhere.
No, didn't go anywhere.
You were able to beat the bishop with that joke.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the heck is going on here?
That's Todd's stuff.
That's for another conversation.
Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, I think whenever, would you rather have, in an interview, would you rather have somebody not as forthcoming or as far as somebody giving you the answers? Because it seems like people like Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, you know, they're not as forthcoming. It seems like the reporters, you know, keep pushing and pushing, and if they can get something big, you know, maybe it's a bigger story. And, yeah, the shot that Marvin took at the North Carolina uniform yesterday. Yeah, Marvin, the UConn football sweater for Dan Orlovsky. Yeah. Yeah. Good color there.
Tom got you. Take that, Marv.
But I wasn't getting on their playing ability. Well, I wasn't getting on the uniforms, just their playing ability.
Yeah. 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 We love the uniforms. It's just they always have a ton of talent.
Top five. They're going to go 7-6, and they're going to have a top five NFL draft.
Yes.
Draftee.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. It feels like North Carolina always has one or two players, and you go, wow, why aren't they better? Right? That's usually my reaction. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Update the poll results, Seton. I haven't checked in with you in a while.
I'd love to, Dan.
Okay.
Who would you bet on going further this season, Rams or the 49ers? Right. You want to guess?
I'm going to guess people, recency bias, will say the 49ers.
Hardcore recency bias, 65%. How about that?
All right, if you're Odell Beckham Jr. III, when you get healthy, who do you sign with? You stay with the Rams? How about Cowboys?
Green Bay?
Well, they missed out the last time when they should have signed him, and then he went to the Rams. How about Kansas City Chiefs? Just throwing that out. Buccaneers? Chargers?
Stand Buccaneers out, feel like it would have been better a year or two ago.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Okay.
Rams.
Oh, you think Rams? Well, he went and visited Sterling Shepard, the Giants wide receiver who got hurt, and people thought, oh, is this a sign he wants to come back and play for the Giants? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he likes Sterling Shepard. He's a friend, but you know, not that good a friend that I'm willing to come back and play for the Giants. If you go, all right, what quarterback do I want to play for? Play with Justin Herbert, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Danny Dimes. Probably not going to come back play for the Giants. Probably not. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
There was a moment last night in the game where a streaker came on the field. I don't know what constitutes a streaker.
Nudity.
Yeah, and he was clothed when he ran onto the field, and he had a smoke can, I guess. I thought it was a gender reveal. At first, when I saw the pink smoke, I thought, okay. I did.
Okay.
I thought, all right, that's elaborate.
Timmy and Sheila are having a girl.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Bobby Wagner just broke my collarbone.
Yeah, you're both going to be in the hospital. I'm there for a broken collarbone, and you're having a baby. But I did think it was a gender reveal at first where this guy was running across the field, and then Bobby Wagner hit him, planted him, and then it was it. That was it. It was done. I don't know what was on his shirt. He had some message on there. And he made a wrong turn because he had open turf in front of him. If he just kept going left and then he came back and then all of a sudden your head's got to be on a swivel. And he didn't think that anybody was coming off the Rams sidelines and whammo, he's down.
Wasn't exactly a strong runner to begin with, though.
Yeah, it was a little Will Ferrell in old school kind of running. And then he
wasn't really covering a lot of distance.
No, he was not. But, yeah, I did. I thought it was a gender reveal. And I thought, all right, that's really. Hey, I'll let you guys know what we're having. Tune in at this time during the game. And then all of a sudden, he's out there running across the field. Like, he's really doing, they're having a girl. Oh, my gosh, he just got hit. Yes, Paul.
It's weird because I don't like when people run on the field, but I really love when players de-cleat the guy who runs on the field. Mm. Enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
That would have been targeting, though. I think Todd said it earlier. Ooh. That would have been a targeting penalty.
Put his helmet right into him.
Crown of the helmet right to the jaw. That is.
He's not defenseless.
But he's a runner at that point. That is true.
Yeah. And he had a can with him. Don't know if that was a weapon, a can of whooping.
Dude, I bet that hurt.
Yo,
oh my gosh.
That's one of those that today, this morning, oh, it really hurts.
But it's almost like you could see like where he's like, I'm running, I'm doing it. And whoa-bang.
Hey, I'm doing it.
I'm
on TV. Jerry Jones, by the way, I don't know when Jerry did it, had a press conference, but he normally on Tuesday, doesn't he do his radio show on Tuesday? But I think he's so excited about Cooper Rush that he wanted to let the media know about his current starting quarterback.
I just can't say enough about how his play, what it possibly has done for this team this season, and to give us a chance to sit here after these last three ball games and maybe have the opportunity we've got for the rest of the year. It's amazing, and it's far more than I could have ever expected.
Yeah. Maybe people on your staff could have told you what you had. Isn't that their job to let you know? Hey, by the way, this guy Cooper Rush is unbelievable. That's why everybody, I think, thought Dak's out, Cowboys season is over. But they've shown that they're far more than just Dak Prescott. The defense has been really good. You know, it's just a question of Dak comes back. Do they stay with this style? Or do they go, you know what? We got to get Dak cooking. We got to throw the ball. And, you know, see, that's the danger of all of this. You know exactly what you can get out of Cooper Rush. He knows exactly what you want. He's not getting paid $50 million, $45 million a year where you have to validate this or you think you have to validate this. That's what I think is going to be interesting here. Does Dak come back and we're going to start to air it out now more? Because it feels like that. And as I've said the last two games, Cooper Rush has given you just enough. Don't make mistakes. Throw a touchdown pass. If Dak gives those numbers to us, we're going to go, what's wrong with Dak? Thumb still bothering him? Hey, he was 14 for 21 for 208 yards. Touchdown. Yeah, Marv.
For context, Jerry Jones met with the media after the game. You know, he just gets in the hallway or whatever, and so there's a bunch of cameras around him. So that's what it was.
Oh, so this was from Monday. Or Sunday.
Sunday, yes. Oh, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Let me see. Here is Mike McDaniel. He's the Dolphins head coach. And Miami is standing by their concussion protocol with Tua.
When you're talking about matters of the brain, and I'm not going to ever pretend to be a foremost expert on it, as long as the protocols are derived with the proper spirit, if it helps players and keeps them safe. The Miami Dolphins will be all for it.
All right. Tua is not going to play in week 5. He talked about Tua not playing this weekend.
It's too early to give a definite timeline. I can comfortably say that he'll be out for this game against the Jets. But anything beyond that, we're just focused on making sure he's at optimum health and then crossing that bridge. So it's a little early for definitive timelines beyond that.
I feel like I went to high school with about 25 guys who sound like Mike McDaniel.
Pick me up. I'll bring gas money.
Yeah. Can you get a beer? Do you know anybody could get some beer or something? That'd be great.
Yeah, like a late 90s alt-rock man, the Mars Volta, straight out of there.
Yeah.
Hey, does he help the more he speaks? Is he helping the situation?
Well, when he said thank God he only had a concussion, I went, and that's a stupid comment.
You're kind of waiting, like almost like he's like a gaffe machine at this point. Like you're just waiting to hear.
Yeah, you know, there's a strategy when you talk to the media, what you can say, how you can say it, what should you say, not say. But when you say he only had a concussion is a serious injury. It's your brain. Yeah, Paul.
I looked up his background recently because I didn't know much about him except he bounced around the league. He went to Yale. He played wide receiver. He was a backup at Yale, so he's an educated guy. And he did play the game. Some people thought, like, how did this guy get the job? He clearly never played football before because he looks like a small, wispy guy.
Yeah.
But he did play the game.
Yeah. Well, we get caught up in, you know, if you didn't play the game, therefore you can't ask a question to a coach. Like, you didn't play. Like, Kirk Herbstreit, well, you can't do an NFL game. You didn't play. Like, yeah, you can. he did all these college games where he got to see the players before they got to the NFL. Just a different approach to it. Let me see. Tip in Indiana. Hi, Tip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Hope you all are well today. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to preface the question. I have a two-part question, and I wanted to preface it by saying I think you all are a great show. Listen to you every day and appreciate what you all do. My question is this. You all have been speaking about the media today, and I tend to hear you all, you know, talking about wanting answers and that sort of thing. So my two-part question is this. One, because I hear you all the time talk about when you're doing interviews with someone, you want to ask the tough questions, and I can respect that. I appreciate that. So because you want answers. But my two-part question is this. One, how does the media play the role in why does the media think that they're owed something from anyone? And then two, what responsibility does the media play in reporting the facts, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when they report a story, because it's how it portrays a player or a coach to the public?
Well, I just try to give you the information I have. I try to be fair about this. I mean, there's certain things that you can't reveal legally. There's things that are told to you hearsay. There are things that are told you off the record. But when I give you my opinion or I'm asking questions, questions that I think the audience wants answers to. If you have somebody on and they say, well, we're not going to talk about that, then I've told Fritzy, then tell him we're not going to have them on. But I'm not here to have an agenda. I'm not going to bait you, and it's not a bait and switch or a gotcha. I don't do that. You don't do it this long if your approach is that way. You have to ask a question, and you have to be fair. And there are times when somebody will say, look, you can ask one question on that topic. And I say, tell them, I may ask one, I may ask two, I may ask three, depending on what their answer is. But you got to be fair. I don't want you, the audience, to go, you're not even asking the question. Now, can I ask it in a professional manner? Yes. And I think that's the approach that I've tried to have. Got a tough question? It's coming. Now the question is, how do I ask it? More questions, more comments, more phone calls coming up. Final hour is going to be about cheating. Cheating at fishing? Cheating at chess? Maybe something else we'll throw in there as well. Final hour on the way, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour two. The NFL action in full swing as we get ready for Thursday night's game. And you have DraftKings Sportsbook there to help you. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. Now, customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. Also, they have, like, unusual bets. Everyone can boost their winnings with the DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. You're going to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet. That's on any football game. Once again, promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.